Welcome back to the Equine Forum here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. The Big A and the Pontiff, Anthony Stabile and Jude Feld, taking you through the Saturday morning staple here on your home for all of racing's biggest events. Last Saturday was marred by tragic events down at Churchill Downs. The life of O'Donnell Sasuna ended way too soon in a training accident beneath the Twin Spires in Louisville, Kentucky. O'Donnell's worked for about a decade for our next guest, Ken McPeak, who is here to celebrate O'Donnell Sasuna, the life and career of O'Donnell, who is the industry star of the week, presented by Stuart Morris. Ken, thanks for some time this morning here on HRRN.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Ken, you guys have you've done a great job with the GoFundMe page. The O'Donnell Sasuna Memorial Fund has raised already over $113,000. Talk a little bit about O'Donnell.
He's just a great guy. You know, one of those guys that loved what he did, and you know, he would work horses for me in the morning, and then he'd run from that job to help the feed man in the afternoon, and was working hard to bring his wife and kids from Cuba to the U.S. and get them a legalized visa, and just a guy that was working the American dream. He didn't speak great English, but he just always had a smile on his face, and was a real pleasure to be around every day.
When something like that happens, it's a shock to everybody involved. Because you're never expecting it.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, when they called me, I was at Keeneland that morning, and when they called me from Churchill, I was in shock, and of course went straight down. But it's not not something, you know. As long as I've been in business, I didn't ever expect somebody to be fatally injured, and you know, certainly as a business owner, you know, whether you're owning a trucking company or roofing company or construction or, you know, training horses, you certainly don't expect something like that to happen. And it's been rough to take.
Yeah. Especially, with the relationship that you had with him for nearly 10 years and or maybe over 10 years. And, that's some people don't realize on the people on the racetrack become part of your family because you're with them every day. And I think everybody that's been in the horse business or is currently in the horse business, you know, feels the pain of that it's a tightrope that these riders walk every day.
Well, I myself am more worried about my staff and his family. You know, O'Donnell's obviously part of the Latin community. His nickname was Cuba, and you know, a lot of the guys, I actually just had a talk with one of the riders that scalped and worked with him for, you know, 8-10 years. And, you know, Jose Cano is who I was just referring to. And Jose was, he's still in tears a week later.
Yeah, it's amazing how, you know, in a dark time and a sad time, though, how the racing community really, when one of us fall, everybody tries to pick each other and that person up. Obviously, in this way, in this instance, it's to help O'Donnell's wife and three kids back in Cuba. Over $113,000 already raised for the Memorial Fund. Can you talk a little bit about how that got started? And you guys really have done a tremendous job in raising this kind of money.
Well, and it actually, I think it's just the beginning of it all. We've got a lot of money coming in from checks, which there are those that didn't know how to use the GoFundMe page. My wife and I set that up immediately right after it happened, and you know, not overly complicated, but actually it is complicated getting the money from GoFundMe because you have to have the entity set up, but we're working through that as well because we want to set up a nice trust for O'Donnell's kids and perhaps give them an opportunity to go to college one day. But for those out there that still want to contribute, if you don't do the GoFundMe page, there's we've created an account called the Odonis Acuna Memorial Fund, and checks written to that. And then also the address on that is, if you've got pen and paper and you want to help it, help with the cause, the address is 828 Lane Allen Road, Suite 240, and that's Lexington, Kentucky, 40504. And
give that address, Kenny, give that address one more time, please.
828 Lane Allen Road, Lane, L-A-N-E, Allen, A-L-L-E-N, Road, Suite 240, and that's Lexington, Kentucky, 40504. And we've still got, you know, the jockeys have put together a fund, and that's coming in the form of a check. There's a lot of people that have already mailed money in. My accountant is working on the details and making sure we set up the fund properly so we can get it to his family in Cuba. We've got people working on some diplomatic mission there to try to figure out how to, that we can get everything to them. And we're also hopeful to put together some sort of long-term fund, like I said, so that his boys have an opportunity to further their education.
Well, you guys, you and your wife and the entire community have done a great job at getting this going. We'll tweet out and I'll read out that address a few more times throughout the show. And of course, you can just go to GoFundMe if you're internet savvy. Go to GoFundMe and you can go to the Odonis Acuna Memorial Fund on GoFundMe. Kenny, thanks for some time this morning. I wish it was under better circumstances. It's kind of unnerving hearing you not with a smile and a chuckle in your voice. But thanks for doing this morning.
Thanks for having me, and appreciate everybody's support.